Harper Audio presents Desire Lines, a novel by Christina Baker Klein, performed by Colleen Marlowe. There are years that ask questions and years that answer. Zora Neale Hurston. Prologue. The night Jennifer disappeared, fireworks lit up the sky above Bangor, Maine, for nearly an hour. Down in the harbor, graduating seniors on a boat anchored to its moorings danced to a rock band until the steely light of dawn washed over the Penobscot. In the shadows of Little City Park, away from the buzzing streetlights, kids in leather jackets and awkward ties passed around a joint and tossed their mortarboards back and forth like frisbees. Young couples fumbled in dark bedrooms in the rustic camps that ringed Green Lake, listening to the lapping of the waves on the rocks and the panting of their friends through plywood walls. Several teenagers, unaccustomed to the excitement or the alcohol, threw up, passed out, and found themselves at daybreak stretched out in the backseat of somebody's brother's Buick, or curled in a beanbag chair in a musty basement rec room, or tucked into their own beds, not knowing and not wanting to know how they got there. The night Jennifer disappeared, a car full of seniors going up Essex Street Hill on the wrong side of the road swerved to miss an oncoming truck and plunged into a row of mailboxes, landing in a ditch. They stumbled out of the fractured car, bruised and shaken. The driver, Tommy Green, called his father Collect from a phone booth near the overpass. "Everybody's fine, Dad," Tommy said, into the stunned silence on the other end. "We're okay, Dad, honest."